Okay, the Gemara has on Kufnu and Aleph from the days, Kasha on Rava. Rava held that a matnas shchivmi Rava mixes requires a kinyan. And the Gemara has a Kasha, Esvi Ravina LaRava, from the din of Omer Tzimu Gedzalishi, Sharshus Ravdi Umeis, Lina Lacher Misa. However, Tzimu Manal Aploni Umeis, Yitnu Lacher Misa. So you see, Beferish, that Lamaisa, this was a matana of the Nixus, and it did not need a kinyan. So Kasha on the din of Rava. The Gemara says, "Mimaydel Okonamine, do me the get. Ma get la bar kinyan af hai nami lo konamine." And the Gemara answers, "Hosam nabi mitzava machmas misa." Generally, a matana b'miksas needs a kinyan, but if he's mitzaveh because he has an imminent death, then that definitely requires what? That lamaisa does not require a kinyan, and amira bilvad is enough. So Tosfos here on Kufnu and Aleph from the Beis Der Maska Tanu, Vaiter in the middle of the Tosfos, Frekta Kasha, he says, "Vim toimar my kamash mlan dein get lacher misa kfar tunnelay the pirik misha achsu dein get lacher misa v'amrin and nami breish ksubis da beis mez v'sham yashmin dein get lacher misa tunnelay chulei." Tosfos says, "What is the chiddush of this mishnah on daf yud gimel amar alf in Gittin when we already know this din of ein get lacher misa in the Mishnayos in Gittin?" And he strengthens his kasha by saying that the Gemara in Ksubas Beis and Beis asks the same type of kasha. The Gemara in Ksubas on Beis and Beis says, "Why do you need the Mishnah? I involve him at Beis and Gittin to tell me ain't get lacher misa. We already know it from Ayin Beis and Alf and Maseches Gittin." So the Gemara in Ksubas Beis and Beis asks the same type of kasha. Tosfos asks also, "What do we need this din on the Mishnah on Yud Gimel and Aleph to tell me this halacha of ein get lacher misa? We already know from the Mishnayos in the seventh parak. We know it from Daf Ayin Beis." And the Gemara in Ksubas loves that Mishnah so much on Ayin Beis. The Gemara asks, "Why do you need an Ayin Vav?" So that's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos gives the following terrors. Yesh lomar the maslisin the halacha itzrich shaf al pi shemina shliach bechayev. And the Bach says in Os Yud, So Tosa says a fabulous chiddush that I would add a havamin if it wasn't for this Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel, that if he appointed the shliach while he was alive, and then he died before the shliach delivered the get, I would have a havamina the shliach's omid bikomo, and he could divorce the wife on behalf of the guy that's dead. Kamash Mulan, not that way. So that's a phenomenal chiddush of Tosfos, that you would have a havamina that lemaisa there would basically be shlichus achar misa. And if there would be shlicha sachar misa, I would think that that's good. So this is a fascinating machloikis between the Tur and the Rambam that the Ksos HaChoshen quotes in Simen Kuf Pei Ches Sif Kotten Beis. The Rambam writes in the Vosgerishin Empiric Beis Alachatet Vav that if a person delivers sends a get to a shliach to deliver to his wife, and before the shliach delivers the get, the man becomes a shaita. The Rambam writes the get is only pasul midrabanan. Perek Beis Alacha Tet Vav. That's what the Rambam writes. And the Tur in Ibn Ezer Simen Kuf Chav Vav says the shliach is beteila, and the din is that the get is pasul minatayr. So according to the Rambam, the Ksos asks, according to the Rambam, in a case of a situation of nishtatata, the only reason why the get is possible in Rabbanah, because it looks fair, that at the time of the chalos I get, the guy was a shaita. But mikra din, it should be good. So if you say by nishtadato the shlichus is good mikra din minatayra, so why by meis lamaisa should it also be good? Why should it also not be good lamaisa? Allah lamaisa. So he says, you know what? He says in achanami out shlichus it would be good. The only reason why the get is puzzle is because she's a widow already. Paka reshuse. She's a widow already. The get is meaningless. But out the shlichus, according to the Rambam, in the case of Nishtatata and the case of Misa, the shlichus stays intact. That's the shita Sarambam says the Ksais HaKosh. Whereas the Tur Lamaisa holds that in the case of Nishtatata and the case of Misa, the shlichus would go up in smoke. And the Ksos continues and says that Rashi, in two places, in Gittin on Tesamud Beis and Gittin Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, writes like the Rambam, commenting on our Mishnah that the Gemara quotes in Yud Gimel Aleph, why Yilu Yitnu Lachar Misa, Zok Rashi Pukale Rishuse. He says it on Tesamud Beis, and he says it on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Meaning, out the shlichus remains intact, but there's no owner. And if there were the Yorshim would take over. So you see, Beferish, the way the Xos sets it up, that we have this fundamental machlaikis as to how we view lamaisa the shlichus in the case of nishtatata and in the case of misa. And the way the Xos sets it up, it's a machlaikis Rashi and Rambam on one hand against the two. So it's interesting that the way the Xos sets up Rashi is a pella, because there's a Rashi later on in Gittin on Chof Chesem et Aleph, where the Mishnah says Beferish, the following: I may be get v'nicha zokin achela noisin lo becheske shukayim. Zok Rashi on the Mishnah Chof Chesem et Aleph. Rashi says, "Beferish, ubatul shlichuso." It's mamash apel on the ksois. Rabbi Zalman asked this kasha. Rabbi Shimon asked this kasha. It's mamash apel. This Rashi lamaisa. This Rashi mamish goes against the Ksois' pshat that he says that according to Rashi, Lamaisa will follow the Rambam that there is shlichus achar misa. Rashi mamish beferish is boto shlichuso. One can definitely be mechalim between nishtatata and misa. Misa, the guy is gestorben, Lamaisa. But at least by nishtata, Lamaisa, you have a gavra, he's just not a bardas. So you certainly could be mechalik between the two. But menehu bein Rashi legabi misa tztachapela. So Reb Shimon wants to claim, to forever in the Rashi's that if you learn that Rashi's holding that the Shliach Lamaisa took it before the guy died, if the Shliach took it before the guy died, it is possible to say that Rashi on Daf Tes and Daf Yud Gimel was talking about Shtar Shechur alone, and he took it already. So it's already, you can't go back because it's a schus. But it's not chal, because ten kiski is only when you're mosum yad liyad. Like our Taisa said, and Taisa says, and getting you give him an aleph. So memeila, it's a point of no return, but it's not yet chal. So if you say like that, it's possible to say that lemaisa, when it comes to what, says this, according to Reb Shimon, it's still against the ksos, because the ikar rashi is chavtech, chavches, that the shlichus achar misa goes up in smoke. But don't bother me from Daftes and Daf Yud Gimel, because he's only commenting on shichur, and we're talking about a case where the guy took it, even though Rashi's lushin over there on Yud Gimel, it's not a problem, but Rashi says it was neitel, it was lo mashum shlich b'chayef. He didn't give it over his life, but the shlich took it himself. That's what you're learning shot in Rashi. And therefore it comes out, that's how you could forever the sphere of lamaisa in Rashi, but as I said, according to Shimon, the Ikar Rashi is chafches, that really the shlichus is batal lamaisa when it comes to misa, and tesen and daf yudimul lamaisa, you'll have to say it's only talking about shichur, and it was given over already, and he cannot go back, so lamaisa it's not considered to be a sphere. Whatever the case might be, this chiddush lamaisa, this chiddush, and Tosis doesn't say by us what the Kamash Malan is. Is the Kamash Malan is is that there is shlichus acharmisa, but it's paka and it's meaningless? Or do you say the kamashman is that the shlichus goes up in smoke? So what? There are three ways we could be masbir this machlokes Torah in the Rambam, and it speaks to the exact heart and core of what shlichus is all about. You know, one of my rebbeim, Rav Shmuel Nochum Shlith, in Eretz Yisrael, pointed out the only time in Shas Mishnayis that the phrase Shluchu Shalom Kamosu appears is in Brachas on Lamedal and Abayz Lagabe Achazim. If he does a good job, it's Simin Tov L'Sholcho. If he does a bad job, it's Simin Ra L'Sholcho. And that might not even be real Shlichus. But Lamaisa, whenever you have a Kaf Adimyon, you can take it literally or you can take it elastically. So Lamaisa, the first approach to be Masbis Machlekes Torah and Rambam is what exactly is the nature of shlichus? When you appoint a shlich, is he his own man and the mice just relates back to the mishaleach? Or no? Do you say that the shlich is an extension, is a yad arichta of the mishaleach? So the Rambam holds the first approach. And therefore the shlich is his own man. And therefore, al pi din, the get is a good get, just midrabbanan, it looks bad. At the time of the chalosa get, the guy was a shaita. But the tour that says the get is possible holds its yad arichta. You always have to measure the state of the baal. And if he was a shaita at the time of delivering the get, it gets possible midatayr. And that's kufa the machlaikis, the tour in the Rambam, how to understand what the shlich is. Is it literal or is it considered to be yad arichta? Now, there is a third possibility to be mazbir shlichis. And that is the Lekach Tov. Rabbi Yosef Engel has three possibilities in Simon Aleph in the Sefer Lekach Tov. The third possibility is that he's not Yad Arichta. The Mice is not Nisyachis to the Mishaleach, but rather the Torah has exerced a custom of Shlichus, and the Torah's Koveya that whatever Mice the Shlich does is good for the Mishaleach. And he proves it from a Gemara in Gittin and Gimel Amud Beis, and a Mavavasra Pe'alf Amud Beis. What happens if you're Mishaleach Bikurim? You're Mishagar Bikurim Biad Shliach, and he dies. The Shliach on the way. So what's the din? The Mishaleach goes and picks up the fruit right before Shavuos. Mevi Veina Kairi, right before Shavuos. He's Mevi Veina Kairi. Why? Because Mishum Dichsiv Lakachta Veveisa. You need Lekicha Vahava the Echad. The same guy that takes it must be the guy that brings it. And the guy who took it was the shliach. So says the Lekach Tov, if you held that shlichus works out yad arichta, or his mice relates to the bialim, the mice of shlich relates back to the bialim, then you would have shaper lekicha v'avol v'echad. Why not? However, lemaise, if you hold that the shlich is considered a different person, and the mice is not misyachas to the mishalech, you understand why this would not be lekicha v'ava b'echad, and if the shlich dies, and the mishalech goes and gets the bikurim, he would not be able to be kairei, he's maybe vein a kairei, because we don't consider as if he's doing the lekicha v'ava b'echad. So that's a third possibility in shlichas. I wanted to mention, we should know there's a third possibility in shlichas. But lemaisa, this machlekes Rambam and Tur, the first Hesber is based on what the Hagdara of Shlichus is going to be all about. Okay, that's the first Mahalach. First pshat in the beer, Machlekes Rambam Tur. Second pshat is, it could very well be maybe everyone holds. Both the Rambam and the Tur hold Yad Arichta. But no, maybe the Machlekes is, what is the Chisaron of a Shaita? What is the Chisaron of the Shaita? Is the chisaron of the shaita lemaisa considered to be that he has no das? It's a maisa without any das. He's a human being, but he has no das. Well, says the Rambam, maybe that's the chisaron. And if the shliach has das, it should be good. If the shliach has das, it should be good. And he has das. So you can't call this a maisa bli das. It was the mishalech that had no das. But the shliach has das. So you can compensate for it. Bless you. However, the tour will respond, no. The tour will respond that the Hagdara of a Shait is that it's not considered to be you also. It's also considered to be what? It's all, and according to the tour, it's not considered to register as a mice of the Chacham. The concern of a Shait is that's not even a mice.
So therefore, if it's not even a maisa, you can't say the maisa of the shaliach will be able to what will be able to work, because the maisa of shaliach doesn't register as a halachic maisa. So it could be that everyone might hold shikas yada richta. The question is, how do you view the chisaron of a shaliach? Is it a maisa without das, and maybe that could be compensated for the fact that shaliach has das? Or no, do you see it's not even registered as a maisa at all? It's not registered as a maisa. It's not going to help that the shaliach had das.
Why would the shaliach be able to supply the das but not be able to supply the maisa?
Because he's yada richta, we say. He's always connected with, so it's just a, it's just an arm of the guy. So if the guy's a shaliach, it's not registered as a maisa if you take that side. But if you hold the maisa, it is a maisa, so then I can say that he has das. It's a halachic maisa. And therefore I can say that. This is the second shot. We want to suggest. This is what Reb Shmuel and the Stiper want to say. The second mahalach. And then there is a third mahalach that Reb Shmuel wants to say. To Basber this machlekes Rambam too. And that is similar to the machlekes the Marsha and Rebbe Kiva Eger. Why is it that a katan is mufka from shlichus? So Rebbe Kiva Eger writes, the reason why he's mufka from shlichus is because he doesn't have the koch to be mamana shlich. Says the Marsha, that's not the pshat why a katan cannot be a point of shlich, but rather, says the Marsha, he's mufka from the whole parsha of shlichus. He's mufka from the whole parsha of shlichus. So maybe that machloikis with the Kiveger Marsha, maybe you could have echoes here regarding shaita. And that is to say is that, you know what? If you assume the problem of a shaita being involved in shlichus is because he doesn't have the koyach to do the minui, he did the minui before he became a shaita. So if you hold it could be Kiveger, that's what the Rama holds. It would be good. But if you hold that he's mufka from the parsha of shlichus to shaita, so Lamais, that's a shot of the tour, and therefore the bottom line is if he's being represented by a shliach when he's a shot at the time of the delivery get, it's mufka and it would be possible miratayrim. So these are three different esbeirim we want to suggest involved this to be mazda this machlekes rambam the tour. Now to pin down how our tesis holds, it's not clear. He just says kamash malan. It's not good. Is he going like the Rambam? Or is he Rambam and Rashi, the way the Ksos had it? But we had, again, according to Reb Shimon, we had the Rashi going on the side of who the tour. But Lamaisa, this is comes out to be a tremendous chiddush regarding this din of shlichus. So this is the first mahalach I wanted to mention regarding the shlichus. This is the first mahalach. We've got the topic of shlichus. Let's continue now. Second mahalach. Our Gemara here says black on white that Lashana Gemara is Dumya to get ma get lav bar kinyan. Lav bar kinyan. So the Ksois in Simon Reish Beis Esakasha Lamaisa. In Simon Reish Beis, the Ksos asked the Kashin, Sifkot and Dalit. Rashi and Gittin, and Ayin Zayin Med Beis writes that a woman can acquire her get through a Kinyan Agav. Gemara has a case there was a Shchiv Merah, was about to die, he didn't want his wife to go to Yibum. There was Shabbos. So the whole question is, what were they going to do? So Rashi writes that there was a Kinyan Agav done. So the Ksois asks in Reish Beis, Sifkot and Dalit, it's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says black on white that get la bar kinyan do. Get is not a bar kinyan do. You have to give it to her. Give it to her yad, nasim biyada, whether that's a yad or a chatzur, but not through kinyanim. Isn't this Gemara mamish against the Ksais Achayim, isn't this Gemara against Rashi? That's the Ksais Achayim's Kasha Lamaisa on Rashi, here, the Thevish. And Rov Rishonim, let's get it down, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Ran, they all say that you cannot make Kinyonim on a get that she can get or get, because that's a Chisaron of a Nosin B'yoda. They're very strong about that,
And Rov Rishonim say that it's not acceptable. The Ran, the Ritva, the Ramban, there's no din of Gnosim B'yodah. So Frektik says it's mamish against our Gemara is mamish against Rashi. So says the Ksois, that Rashi will say there's a big difference between our Gemara and what Rashi said by Kinyan Suter, what Rashi said about Kinyan Agah. Our Gemara is talking about Kinyan Suter. By a Kinyan Suter is not acceptable for Gittin. Lav bar Kinyan news because it's done derech mekach umemkar. And the Gemara says above Mitzvah, like Abay Matnes Kehuna, a Kinyan Suter is not acceptable. It says in Yod Alvim is because it's Nesinik Zivuchu. And Chalipin is derech mekach umemkar. Nesin is you give fully with a whole heart, just you give, get nothing back. When you start getting something back, that's derech mekach umemkar. That's not acceptable. The Nesin has got to be pure. And therefore, says the Ksois, Rashi says, our Gemara is only talking about Kinyan Suter. Kinyan Suter is not acceptable. Agavis. And therefore, Lamaisa, this brings us to another Machlekes in Rishonim. The Gemara has in Gittin, on Daf Chofam Beis, a case where a man gives a get on a golden plate to his wife. And he says, not only is he giving her the get, he wants her to accept the ksuba also from the golden plate. And the way the Rashba in Gittin on Chafon Bey's words the Gemara is the reason why the get is good is because she was mochel or ksuba. Because if she would get her ksuba with it, that would take away from the nesina. The nesina's got to be pure. Nothing else involved. And if she's getting the ksuba with it, that takes away from the benasun. Because that's considered to be derech mekach umemkar. But if you look in Tosis there, on the top of the Omen of Chafam Beis with the tour, they learn, even if he gives it to her as a piron chov, it's still a good get. Because they assume that this din v'nosin is only a lechachila. And if you look up the Me'iri and Bob Mitzia, on Yerachim Beis, that din of derech, of the sinik sivu, is only a lechachila. It's not a ma'akev. That's how the Ramiri writes the Feirish. The Nefesh Chaya says in Bo Metzi, assuming it Aleph, but the Meiri says it the Feirish. So it could be that this din of the Nosim, that it's got to be pure, but only be a lechachila. The Rashba says not that way. The Kso says not that way. The Frem for this Rashi. But that premise that they're taking is not agreed upon according to all Rishonim. The Tur, the Taisus, Lamais will say that that din is only a lechachila. That din is only a lichachiv. Nemeila, that's the case. That teretz that we gave, Lamaisa, is difficult because it's only a lichachiv. The teretz that the Ksos gave is only a lichachiv. But before, so we're going to need another teretz. But before we go to another teretz, the Frem for Rashi, I want to point out another Ksos. The Ksos in Reishnu and Gimel Sifkot and Tes. In Simon Reishnu and Gimel Sifches, the Mechaber writes a Shchimera that says Tnu Mona Laploni. Even if you make a kinyan, afilu asa kinyan surakach lo kana, because we assume he's looking for what the shavi mona, the matbeah is not nikta v'chalipin. That's what the Mechaber writes. Frektik sois. What did our Gemara say? Our Gemara said that we're dealing with a situation where you didn't make a kinyan. What is the implication, though? That if you would have made a kinyan, it would have been what? It would have been good. So, mimonafshach, what is our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara says, mimaydalo konu mine, do me to get. So, we're not talking about a kinyan. But if there would have been a kinyan, it's good. Frektik sos, what kinyan are we talking about? Mimonafshach, if it's talking about a suitor, ein matbeya nikta b'chalipin. Yes? If it's agav, Rashi says agav's good. And the Gemara says Beferish is not a good get. That's the Ksosis Kash replied by Akash on the Shulchan Aruch. It's Eisen Akashin. So if Dimitrovsky writes here in the Milui Chayshin, he says like this. He says, Inachanami, we're talking not about Suda, we're talking about agav. But even according to Rashi,
The only reason why Akav is good by a get is because the case in Gittin, he gave her the muckle. He was makna her the muckle. In this case, it's still agida gabe. It's a chesaron and krisus like Mashiach biyada, the Gemara of Mitzvah Zayin Amud Aleph. So even if you want to say that Agav is a good kinyan for a get, but it has to be in her rishus, other words, it's chesaron and krisus. And here in this case, it's just tunu mana l'poni. He didn't give her the makom, so it would still remain a chesaron. So if you say like that, so you have a new teretz to the Ksosis Kasha Rashi. The Ksos asked on Rashi, I thought kinyan Agav l'maisa is good by Kinyan. Doesn't the Gemara say the Feirish here, Lamaisa? Doesn't the Gemara say the Feirish here that it's bad? Yes, Kinyan Agav is good if you have the Makom, you take care of Akidigabe, but here you didn't take care of Akidigabe. So you have another Teretz Lamaisa to that Kasha. And I want to point out, Rav Sarfati Shlita, who said a beautiful Chiddush a few weeks ago, where he said that Shchiv Meirah B'Mixas. Remember, Shchiv Meirah B'Mixas needs a kinyan. But what type of kinyan? He said he wanted it based on that Rishash, on Kuf Nanav on after, you don't need a kinyan on Moyel. Yes? So I pointed out to Sarfati Shlita, the Ksos holds not like way. Because if the Ksos held that way, what do you mean? The Ksos says, Mimonovchok. But it's in the manner of Shchiv B'Mixas. Even if it's not a kinyan on Moyel, it should be good. So I pointed out to him, the Ksos, what? The Ksos is saying against the Shtickle type. But then I said to him, I'll save you. I'll save you, Rav Sarfati Shlita. How did I save him? Because I wanted to say, maybe you could suggest, like Rav Shefter Shlita mentioned last week, the Rav Shtickle type by Kinyan Suter is a Kinyan Das. So maybe a Kinyan Suter, which is only a Kinyan Das, is not legitimate to be a what? A Kinyan Shlomo that would work for Shchimera, because it's all or nothing. Only something that's a Maisa oriented, like regular Kinyanim, could you say even a Kinyan Lomo would work in this case. But a Kinyan Suda, it's a Kinyan Das, it's either all or nothing. It works or it doesn't work. Now, I grant you that's against Rishash, because Rishash is common to get Kinyan Suda. But we're suggesting maybe not that way. So if you suggest that, if we're suggesting that, then we could say Rav Sarfati and say it's not against the Ksos. Maybe. Okay, let's give a. So we have two terutzim so far to frame for Rashi. Number one, that we're talking about Suter Nargamara and Rashi is talking about Agav. Number two, we might be talking about Agav, like Rav Dumitrovsky wanted to say Shlita, or I'm not sure if he's still living. I'm not sure if he's still living. The two brothers do Gedolim. Before I came to Shalabim, he used to say the Shir Klali in the yeshiva. And his brother would say the Shir Klali in Akoto. Shir Akoto.
His brother just passed away.
The Milu Akoshin?
The one who used to say in Akoto.
Uh-huh. So who is...
The
other one used to come to Shalabim, you mean?
I think.
Okay, good. Oh, shouldn't have... Oh, okay. So, well, what are, they're both Gedolim, though. They're both Gedolim. So, Lomaisa, it comes out, the second teretz is that it is talking about an agav, but the reason why in Gittin it was good because there was no problem about Gidigabe. Here, there was a problem about Gidigabe. But let's give a third teretz. And this, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky wants to tine it, that the reason why Chalipin won't work by get is because he says that the one who initiates the Chalipin is the Konan. And in a get, who's the Konan? The woman. So it's like it'll be a problem of whereas by Agav, which is the case in Gittin, he wants to say that the who's in the control in the case of Agav, the Machna is. So therefore, Lamaisa, don't ask me a kasha from our Gemara against Rashi, because our Gemara is talking about Lamaisa Suder, which is a bad by get because it's initiated by the Kona, and that would be Chesaron of Pligit Me'agabe Akarka. Whereas when it comes to what? When it comes to Agav, it's the Machne who's the Baal in charge, and therefore it works out good. So Tyler, everyone knows Tyler, Tyler Shlita, asked me, isn't this against a Rashi in Baba Kama on Kufyut Chesem and Aleph? Rashi in Baba Kama there seems to say, and it says it beferish within Machleiz or Blazer and the Chacham, whether the carcass is zealous or not. Rashi says Agav over there. obviously, in that case, there's no machlis, zeir. So he says, he said, Rebbe, you see that by agav, you see that the kohen is in charge. And the ksos, in ayin reish hei, expands that Rashi to a case of hefker, that you can do agav by hefker. Now, by hefker, there's no guy on the other side, there's no machlis. So you see against Reb Shmuel, that when it comes to agav, the ikar is the what? The kohen, not the machlis. So I wanted to say, no. When it comes to gazlonis and hefker, there's only one guy. It's unilateral. So, okay, but that doesn't give the ability to expand all kinyanim. That's what Reb Shmuel would say back. I'm not against that. When you talk about gazlonis, when it's unilateral, kinyanim zeilo, or hefker, it's unilateral, that's okay. There's only a kohen. But when you have a bilateral kinyan with a machna and a kohen in a chanami, the machna is the one in charge. So this is the pshat lamaisa, third teretz, that we wanted to say to frem for what? Frem for Rashi. I saw that Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitzatzal in the Sefer Shaarei Chaim has a completely different pshat in the Gemara, which is quite mechudish, I thought, but I want to share it with you. He wanted to taina that the Gemara in a chanami by us never denies that you can make a kinin chalipin on the get. That the Gemara never denies. All the Gemara means by us is you just can't divorce a woman through chalipin. That's all the Gemara means. Very, very mechudish, because in the symmetry, Lamaisa, it's in the symmetry where you're comparing to the Shchimera, so Lamaisa, it's very hard to read that into the Gemara, I thought. But he wanted to say, in a chanami, the chalipin is good. Rashi agav kinyanim, chalipin is even good to make the kin. She just won't be able to divorce her. I thought it was a little bit difficult, but Shad the Gemara, it seems like it's talking about kinyanim. But that's what the Goyim Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitzatzal wants to say, Pshat in the Gemara. And the Pnei Shlomo in our Gemara quotes Akasha the Beis Ephraim, that if we were talking about chalipin, you're stuck with Ein Mapeach Nikta B'chalipin. So he says, we must be talking about Lamaisa, where there is no Kenyan. So the Pnei Shlomo says, it's possible to say that Mana might mean not a Matbeya, but maybe it means Metalphalin. And Metalphalin are nicknamed B'chalipin. So maybe you can interpret what Mana means, doesn't mean Matbeya, but it means a Shava Mana. That's what the Pnei Shlomo wants to say himself, Shot Lamaisa to Ferenfra. Okay, so this is the chiddush that we want to suggest, Lamaisa Pshat and Rashi. I also just want to point out, it's getting late, really late, Rashi says, Rashbam, also earlier in the Masechta, where the Gemara has the case of the woman with the basket on Pei Hei Med Beis, Rashi, the Rashbam learns there that the get, when it fell into her basket, it's Shura, and in that case where it's Kalsa, Rashbam says Kamohak Ba, Rabbi Gershom says on the Dafhak Ba. So it's possible to say that if you interpret the Rashbam that it's talking about Hagbah, then you also have Rashi and the Rashbam saying that Kinyanim work by Gittin as well. It's not just Rashi, but it's also it's the Rashbam as well on Pei Hei Amud Beis. If you learn like that, that's what the Torah's Gittin wants to learn Pshat in the Rashbam. The problem is that Lamaisa, in the case of Kshura, your Nigra Agabe Karka, there's no Hakbah. So you have to say it's Midin Chatzar. So if you say it's already Midin Chatzar, everything might be Midin Chatzar. So maybe the reason why you're saying that there's Hakbah is, again, to facilitate that it's not Agirik Abe. But the actual Bikon of the Get is really from Chatzar. So maybe you could reread the Rashbam, and you don't have to say that Rashbam holds his kinyana. But I want to point out something very, very important, and that is that if you're being kona to get through kinyanim like agav or hakbah, it's got to be midaita. If you're doing the nesina biyad or classical chutzah, that's bal korcha. So that's a very important nafkamina you have to point out. Allah Almighty said that if you hold that hakbah is through a banan, and you're holding that the Rashbam learns kinyan, then the kinyan rabbanan works for a din d'oraisa lamaisa. That's where you could be medayik lamaisa. Or you could say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan and that Gemara's moda, that hakbah works minat Torah. But whatever it is, it could very well be that the Rashbam might hold of this same mahalak of Rashi, that kinyanim work as well. But it's a very important afkamina I wanted to point out, lamaisa. If you say that the kinyan rabbanan work on the d'oraisa, or that Hagbah is Minat Torah, that's what the Yad Ramah writes. and the Meshoviv Nesivis and Simen Ayin Beis and Sifkot and Lamed, the Ksos writes that Hakvah is in fact Minat Torah. Now, I want to just point out that we've discussed up till now how to acquire the get. Is it Nesina B'yada, which is Nesina? Is it working Yad Chatzar? Or is there a possibility to acquire the get through Kinyanim? And we just pointed out, if through Kinyanim, you would have to do it Midayt and not Bakor. However, there's a different question that I want to make sure you don't mix them up. And that is the Chalois HaGet itself, is that called a Kinyan? Not practically acquiring it, but is the Chalois HaGet itself called a Kinyan, or is it just simply an Asinah? So here is another ksais in Simon Reish Sifkot and Beis. Simon Reish Sifkot and Beis, where the ksos writes Beferish, the ksos writes Beferish, that he believes it's a din nesina. Because there's no way you could say gita v'yoda boin ka'achet to echad if it's a king. You have to acquire it first, and then you get it. But if you don't have a yad, how could it work? And he says it's about korcha. We never have kinyan in about korcha. And kasav al isri hana is kosher. Most rishonim say cannot. There's no chalos kinyan on isri hana. So those three nikkudos, the ksos says is a din nisina. So Rav Shavuot Shlik always says over, and I heard this in there, it's also from the Rav, that the Rav quoted of B'Shem Reb Chaim, that is not true. That the chalos aged is a kinyan. And it's a special jerz of kasav that it's about korcha. And Gita Viram Boin Kechet is a special Jerz HaKosav. It's the only kinyan that can happen like that. And there are Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Tam by Shoran Nisko and Tosin Sanhed Dapay, says you can have kinyanim that are Chal and Yisrael and other. Rifa has like that. Rashi might also hold like that. So it's not so pashut that everyone, all the Rishonim, all you can have, no Chalos kinyan on Yisrael and other. So that's a very important question, whether you call the Chalos Aget a Dinesina or a Chalos kinyan, which is different than we would be discussing of how to actually acquire the actual get itself. Okay, let's close with the third mahalach very quickly. And that is, it's fascinating that according to two of the three pshatim of Tosfos, the Eved Kenani is picking up the get shichur. Through the shlich either picks it up, right? Or it wasn't Moshe Mi'aliyah, right? There's a Gemara in Gittin and Chavtal Manav says, Pli Gittin Me'al Gabi HaKark is possible. If a husband wants to divorce his wife from one of Islam, she can't pick up the get. He's got to give it to her. What about by other kind? You see from these two shopping in Taisus, it's clear. Says the Torah is Gittin from our Taisus and Taisus and Gittin that there's no problem with Pli Shikurek Me'al Gabi HaKark. And Lamaisa, this is the Raya. Now, is that agreed upon? So the Ritva and Kedushin Chof Gimel and Beis says, Beferish, please shikrech ma'agab ha'karka is possible. And the Avnim Beluyim in Simon Kuflam Etes quotes B'Shem the Michle Meliyahu, not Rav Dessler. There was an earlier Achim called the Michle Meliyahu, not Rav Dessler Zatzal. But the Michle Meliyahu says that the reason why it's considered to be good and it's not considered to be a problem, Halacha L'maisa, and the reason why it's considered to be good, the Sfara of the Michta Meliyahu, is that there is no considered to be a psul in L'maisa, because al Pisfara, it makes a lot of sense, L'maisa, because the bottom line is because you have a kinyan, you have a yad, and therefore L'maisa, you acquire yourself at the same time. So because you acquire yourself at the same time, it's like I'm being given myself. So it's not a problem of please shikrech me'agabi hakark. I, frek the teres, frek the nesivis, who is the teres, there's a jerish shava lola. That's only on the star, not in the ofen of the nesina. That's only on the star, but not in the ofen of the nesina. So it comes out, lamaisa, beautifully, that our taisus holds, there's no problem, please shikrech me'agabi hakark. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Kedush, Gemara Gittin Yudam Beis. The Gemara equates Gittin Star Shikur, and they have equal dinner as opposed to Kedush. If Felicia Greg Avakarka was possible, it should have been listed in the list. The Baltic Gemara doesn't bring a raya, the Baltic Gemara doesn't put on the list, shows that it's kosher by Star Shikur. That's the Teres Gittin's raya. What happens? You hold like the Ritva.
What happens? You hold like the Ritva that's Pataka Fossil. What do you do with that Gemara? So it's amazing. The Gemara says these are common things by Get Ishin Shtar Shukhava, not by Kedushin. What's the din by Kedushin? What's the din by Kedushin of Tli Kedusha Sheikh Me'al Gabriel Karka? So that the Avnei Milim and Simon Lamed quotes three Shitas. Quotes three Shitas. Halacha Lamaisa. Whether it's good or not, Lamaisa. List the three Shitas. The Avnei Milim and Simon Lamed quotes Lamaisa the Ma'aril that it's considered to be bad, both Bein Bekesav Bein Mishtar. However, the Rashba and the Ron say only by Kedusha Shtar is it bad, because that's Hekesh, Havai, Liyitziya, but by Kesev it's good. And the Chuvas Marashtam says, all Bein Bekarka, Bein Bekesev, it's good. So maybe the Avnei Miluyim, maybe the Ritva would say to Feremfer Lamaisa, is that we can't put it on the list because by Kedushin it's also a problem by Shtar. So therefore, don't bring me a Raya from there. It couldn't be in the list. But it comes out from our Taisus Lamaisa that at least two of the three Pshatim write, one Pshat in Taisus that think it's going like Remeir, that it's a Chol. The other Pshat is that what? He took it louder. Or the other one Pshat is you don't say, think you see, he's most of the Adliyat. So it could very well be you see from our Taisus that please Shikharech Me'agabe Akark is Taka Kosher against the Shita Saritva in Kedushin Dafav Gimel. So first we talk about Shlichus, then we spoke about the din of Chaloy, the din of Kinyanim Anaget. And then we branch off to whether it's a halaisan or not, a kinyan or nishin. And then last is this mahalakal kalishi kukrik. Okay, I wish everyone a good night, good shavuos. Good Shabbos, good shavuos.